All right, joining me on the phone, I have a very, very special guest for our jukebox today, Andre Feher. He is an authority already at the tender age in his early 30s, an authority on the podium. He is the music director of the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra, and he's super excited about an upcoming production of La Traviata in concert coming up very soon, February 11th and 12th at the Center in the Square in Kitchener. Good afternoon, Andre. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I mean, I don't know about authority, but I'm doing my best anyway.
Oh, you're too kind. Humility, of course. I look at the conductors that you've collaborated with in your career, Zubin Mehta, Christoph von Dohnányi. Your talent has taken you from Montreal to Tokyo, and we're so happy to have you in our very own backyard, Kitchener-Waterloo.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I mean, it's been 5 years. It's my fifth season, so it's kind of been an incredible journey since the beginning. So
yeah,
really, really, it's actually so fun now, and just programming things for the future years as well is very, very exciting. So I'm just
very exciting.
I'm really thrilled to be involved in all this.
Nice. Well, I know conductors always have to work way in advance. I mean, you have that whole gang of musicians in front of you. They have to have a plan set out. So conductors often work 2-3 years in advance.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening very shortly, February 11th and 12th. You have a fantastic production of La Traviata in concert together with some rising stars of Wilfrid Laurier University. Very interesting collaboration. Tell us about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, before I got to Kitchener, they did a production of The Fledermaus a few years ago. And when I got to, as appointed, we started to create another one. And we did Carmen, Bizet's Carmen, with the same kind of collaboration with Laurier and some singers and soloists as well. So it's kind of been something that we've been trying to do every 3 years, maybe, because there's a public for it. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have an opera company or staged operas through the year.
Right.
Our hall is actually made for that. So it's just a shame that we don't have that opportunity. So we're trying to just get as much as possible of that. So that's where we are doing. And it's the last time we did it was just an incredible week because there's so much going on. Of course, you have to, there's so many details, so many things, because normally for an opera production, you can have, 3 weeks rehearsal with piano and singers and staging, and then the orchestra gets in, and then you have a few days, maybe 1 week, 2 weeks of concerts. So it's kind of a very long journey, but this is all very, very condensed in just a week. So it just goes so fast, and so many rehearsals, and it's semi-staged. So we have Daniel Isengard, who is really working on that, just to try to, because some of the opera in concert opera versions are just singers standing with the stands and with their parts in front of the orchestra and just singing the parts like a concert, normal concert. And, you know, it's fine, but if we can make something a little more alive with it and just trying to get the drama out of it a little more interesting than just staying static on stage, it's always an interesting experience. So that's what we did the last time. And it worked so well because you kind of have a different visual aspect of the story as well.
Exactly. And it sounds like you found a way, kind of an algorithm to keep the story alive in this, as you mentioned, semi-staged setting. Verdi's La Traviata, it's also a very visual feast, of course. You have a courtesan, mid-19th century Paris. She captures the hearts of Parisian society with her wit, her charm, her beauty. Tell us a little bit about how the energy will unfold on that stage, February 11th.
Verdi, he's Italian, so, and all the Italian operas in that century, Verdi and Puccini mostly, there's so much drama into it, and the Italians know how to do things dramatically so well. For me, it's one of my favorite pieces in the repertoire because every single note is just so special, and Verdi knew how to actually put the architecture together and to have a journey throughout how this courtesan actually. She's incredible, and everybody falls in love with her, and she just attracts people, and she seems strong, she seems happy, but down the road, she's not really that happy because it's a strange life as well. And we don't know at the beginning that if she's actually very sick, and she's going to die at some point. So it's one of the most incredible things that Verdi ever wrote, and it all very simply put on the page.
Yeah.
Very, very transparent, very Mozart-like, very light.
Many tuneful melodies, of course. And as you mentioned, Verdi was a master of staging these dramas. Tell me a little bit about your background. Feher is actually, from what I'm seeing, a Hungarian origin name. But you're brought up in Romania. Tell us about how that was.
Yeah, I was born in Romania, and a lot of my family members were musicians and playing in orchestras in a very, very small town. So I used to actually go to concerts when I was very little. I actually didn't care much about those concerts because I was too young, and I didn't, you know, I wasn't really focused on that. I was too young for that. So
gotcha.
But now I realize it was actually very important for my kind of musical education.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I used to hear many, many, many things. So then we moved with the family in Montreal almost 20 years ago now.
Wow, 20 years now.
Yeah, it's almost 20 years ago. Yeah, it's
incredible.
Crazy to think that. But and just continued to violin studies, and then beginning with the conducting. And I'm actually happy to say this because I was the last student of Rafi Armenian, and he was the former music director in Kitchener, and he was there for 20 years in the 80s and beginning of 90s. So did my conducting, and then had some assistant jobs in Quebec Symphony and then Paris Orchestra.
Yep.
So it was actually an incredible journey to actually just witness a lot of concerts and just go to listen to different things and just learn about styles and how to play things.
Well, huge tradition in Romania, of course. We love to hear Enescu on our shows, and you know, you have Ligeti also with his Romanian roots. Celibi Daki, Radu Lupu, one of my favorite pianists. A huge tradition there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Andre, thank you for joining us today, telling us about your passion, all the passion you've put into this incredible performance coming up with the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony, La Traviata in Concert. It's taking place February 11th and 12th at Center in the Square in Kitchener. You can get your tickets at kwsymphony.ca. That's kwsymphony.ca. My guest has been Andre Feher. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
And good luck with the rehearsals. I know time is always tight. You've got a big job.
Yeah, but it's just fun.
It sounds like it's going to be a terrific production. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Till our next chat. Bye for now.